And then the third element of my concern, of course, goes back to this issue of fertility. Are we fooling ourselves into thinking that these patients, just because they have normal menstrual function, means that their ovaries have been left completely intact and they will be completely capable of conceiving? And this little bit of data that we have was a little disturbing to me in the sense that people seem to have a hard time conceiving.
What do you think is going on there?
Well, you almost have to wonder if the number of follicles really is compromised. I mean, it's impossible to measure them. It's very hard to correlate it to levels of produced estrogen. It's hard to correlate it with FSH levels unless they're enormous. And my suspicion is that despite this ovarian protection, there are plenty of follicles and primordial follicles that are still completely susceptible to the cytotoxic effects of chemotherapy. And just by inducing an anovulatory state doesn't mean that you're really protecting the ovary.